call the meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Contractor started work on the HVAC system, so we have no air conditioning. Didn't realize it was going to be 75 degrees on the 7th of October, so I apologize for the current climate. Our first item of business is a public hearing on the solid waste rate increase. And I'll call the public hearing to order. Are there any comments? None appearing, I close the public hearing. Council has before them the minutes of the September 23rd meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions?
I make a motion we approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Cole to approve minutes as written. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Abstain. I wasn't here.
I wasn't abstaining. Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under petitions and communications, Jen Battles is here. She's the co-director of Domestic and Sexual Violence Services, and she'd like to read a proclamation.
Having me, we really appreciate the willingness to put me on the agenda today. My name is Jen Battles. I am the co-director for Domestic and Sexual Violence Services. We have offices in Carbon and Stillwater counties. Your office is in Columbus. I'm a dedicated advocate to help with survivors of domestic and sexual violence. My name is Carbon Nab. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so I'm here to read a proclamation in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So whereas domestic violence remains a pervasive issue across Stillwater County, the United States, and the world, with implications for personal and community health. And whereas domestic violence does not discriminate and touches all communities regardless of age, race, disability, gender identity, or socioeconomic status. And whereas racism, homophobia, transphobia, ageism, and discrimination based on physical ability, nationality, or other factors help to perpetuate domestic violence and make finding safety even more difficult for some victims. Whereas in Stillwater County, our community is no different from any other and reflects the reality that 1 in 3 female-identified people and 1 in 4 male-identified people in our community will experience interpersonal violence at some point in their lives. And whereas Domestic and Sexual Violence Services has operated in Stillwater County for 25 years, has served more than 2,800 survivors, has taken 10,000 helpline calls, and provided more than 1,600 nights of emergency shelter for survivors and their children. And whereas by educating our youth about healthy relationship behavior, the power dynamics within relationships, and the importance of creating healthy boundaries, young adults will be better able to recognize unhealthy behaviors and stay safer in present and future relationships. And whereas victims and survivors need comprehensive services, but more so genuine and non-judgmental support from friends, family, and our community, abuse is about power and control, so one of the most important ways to help a person in an abusive relationship is to consider how to empower them to make their own decisions. And whereas research shows that creating communities where people are connected, supportive, and care for one another can reduce incidences of domestic violence. And whereas Stillwater County joins with others across Montana and the nation in supporting survivors of domestic violence, as well as state coalitions, national organizations, and other agencies nationwide that are committed to increasing public awareness of domestic violence and sending a clear message to abusers that domestic violence is not tolerated and that perpetrators will be held accountable. Now, therefore, Stillwater County and the City of Columbus hereby do proclaim October 2024 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Council, have any questions for Jen? Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to officer reports. Chief Tiger?
Nothing.
Any questions for Rich? Chief Uecker?
Nothing. Other than what's in my report.
Any questions for Aaron? Hey.
Nothing outside of the report.
Questions for Peyton? Ryan?
Nothing to add other than what's in the report.
Cherie?
Nothing further than what's in my report.
Any questions for Cherie? Any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? There's no committee reports. Move on to unfinished business.
With the current agenda items, and that is that talking about the water, the sewer? Is that what you're
on? It's on the agenda, yes.
Is now the comment period on it?
This is your last chance. You missed the hearing.
The solid waste, or?
The solid waste. Right.
Yeah, that was the first part of the.
Oh, that was right at the beginning?
Yeah.
Correct.
No, you can make comment now.
You can make a comment now.
Well, I guess I had questions.
Can you state your name for me?
My name is Tim Hoffa. I live on Sandstone Street. I guess someone just. I know this has been in the works quite a while. I think you guys worked on it quite a while on what the rates are going to be. The water rates were already put in effect, right? The height of water rates?
Yeah, this is solid waste.
Okay,
this is garbage. Garbage rates.
Oh, this is just the garbage
rates. Right.
Yes.
This isn't sewage.
No.
No, this is solid waste.
I misunderstood. Well, the garbage rate, isn't that, that's not handled by the garbage company?
McKenzie? We hire them.
Yeah, you hire them.
They charge us to haul our garbage to Billings. We charge every user, commercial and individual, in the town of Columbus.
Okay.
In order to.
Okay, with my misunderstanding, I thought this was the rates on the sewer.
Nope.
So. And what I guess my comment on this is with what everything's going on in Stillwater County with the mine and everything, it starts looking pretty bleak for a lot of people when rates keep going up and up and up. And I did a little checking, and just out of curiosity, on this was both water and sewer and the solid waste or the garbage and everything. And it's just about doubled since 2019. And I tried to keep it very even, Stephen, you know, I mean, same gallonage and everything. I looked at my water bill in 2019, and it was $67.65. And I look at the whole bill from the city, and now it's $108.74. And it's going to keep rising, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess when I looked around the city this summer and looked at a lot of the green, or a lot of the brown grass next to the houses and everything, I can really understand why nobody can afford to water their grass. I mean, when you're keep raising rates, how can you water? So, I guess that was my comment. And I apologize because I got up on the wrong thing. Because if I understand it right, as far as the solid waste or the garbage goes, basically they give you a contract and you have a yes or no whether you want to do it.
That's correct.
And the city of Billings charges for landfill costs to take our garbage there. So.
Yeah.
And fuel surcharges.
I understand that part of it. I understand. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Any other public comment? No committee reports. Under unfinished business, you have before your resolution 8582024 for the city to increase solid waste charges. Is there a motion to do it? Are we waiving this? We waive reading. Is there a motion to waive reading of resolution 8582024?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis to waive the reading.
Second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion to waive the reading passes. Is there a motion for the approval of resolution 858-2024?
I'll make that motion for approval of 858-2024.
Motion by Tim?
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is an application for special use permit for the Columbus Homecoming Parade on October 18. Is there a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion we approve special use permit application form for a homecoming parade.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Dannon. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is an approval to advertise a public hearing announcement for the conditional use permit from Performance Engineering to develop that town pump. Is there a motion for approval?
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Tim.
Cole.
Second by Cole, sorry. Is there any discussion?
So this is just this, the same thing has to go in for 2 weeks or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, this is just a motion to advertise the public hearing announcement.
When will we see it? When is the actual conditional use?
It's going to be the next hearing or the next council meeting.
So when do we see the application?
I just got it today, so you'll get it in your next council packet.
So we'll only have a couple days to look at.
You know, it has gone out. It's gone out to the landowners within 150 feet, so I know it's out.
Usually we get it like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys want to get it today.
I just got it today.
So she'll be sending it out, or you could send Forrest an email.
Yeah, he could send it, right?
Yeah.
Be nice to look at a little longer.
Mm-hmm. I can email it to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Can you do that to all of us?
Sure.
Seems like you're so good at it.
I'm just being honored looking at Dan because he doesn't check his
email. He doesn't check his email file.
Well, and I don't know, get in trouble for volunteering this, but Peyton's got a great screen down there. And as far as being able to actually see what's going on, I'm sure you wouldn't mind if the council came down to visit with you about it.
Yeah, that's fine. I can send you the whole plan. 3,000
some odd. I'll come down and visit you.
But as far as the diagrams, what I got sent, I mean, I don't care how good your eyes are, you can't read it.
Well, I'm just kind of interested in all the signage and all that signage and all that.
All that detail, Peyton would have it. He's got all the plans. Okay, where are we? Are we going on that?
Sorry.
Second by Cole.
Okay, second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of the advertisement for bids for the UV upgrade for the City of Columbus.
Make that motion to approve.
Motion to approve the advertisement for bids for the UV upgrade by Dennis.
I'll second that one.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of task order 24-01 for Engineering West to furnish engineering services for the well project for the City of Columbus, the amount of $135,700. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. What's this one? This one. Next item is approval of proposal from Interstate Engineering to collect imagery for the GIS system in the amount of $13,000. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim.
So this is the
part of the GIS.
GIS is
part of the GIS collection.
Yeah. Yep. It's for $13,000, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
$13,000.
Okay. What does LIDAR mean? LIDAR?
LIDAR is
LIDAR.
Different points throughout the city. It's pretty immaculate. Like the map we had in the district was a flyover that the City of Billings gave us. Since everybody else normally has to pay in when they do it, they already had enough, so they just gave it to us. That was it. It was about 8 feet down. You could zoom in down. This one, I saw a little bit of a sample of it. We zoom down at the ball field. You can read the letters on the fire hydrants. But it's also used in any other project. They're flying area of our planning area as well, just so that we won't have to update it unless this city grows exponentially. But to give us that kind of, when we have our take our shots of everything and everything we're going to put on there, resolution and also the accuracy of when the guys are going out there in the snow or even the grave sites when we do the cemetery, it just makes it that much more precise. It's about as good as we can get with drone flying.
Any further discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
The motion passes. Next item is approval of professional service agreement with the City of Columbus and Jars Fence Company in the amount of $6,579 for fence repairs at Granite Peak Park. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
And this is for the three Granite Peak fields, right?
Yes.
Not the school softball field.
Right.
Okay.
Are they in bad shape?
Yeah, what happened to the fence?
$6,000 is a lot to spend on.
There's several spots in there that are pretty bad on that backstop of Manderville Field up top and along that, I guess it'd be the first base backstop coming out of the repairing some of the chain link on that. The other two fields weren't as bad, but the other bid I got was double.
Oh, it was. Okay. And Ryan, you looked at the contract and there was nothing. That was one of your things that you had.
That's my template agreement.
Okay. No.
And they're fixing the backstops on both of those. The softball field I know had
yeah.
That backstop was pulled up on the bottom a bunch, and then the top of the Mandeville field was pulled apart? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Any more discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That motion passes. Next item is Resolution 861-2024, a resolution of intent amending the expenditure budget for City of Columbus for fiscal year 23-24. Entertain a motion for waiver of the to waive the reading.
I'll make that motion that we waive the reading.
Motion by Rick to waive the reading. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes to waive the reading. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the resolution of intent.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
I do have one question on. So on the boat ramp, the $57,000, and it says it was worked on city boat ramp that was not budgeted for. Did we ever get any money from the cleanup thing?
So we got the money, but it wasn't allocated in the budget.
Got it.
So we have the funding, but in that particular fund, 2260, nothing was ever budgeted. So then when the expense came in, and I wrote the expense out of that fund, which where it belonged, then all of a sudden it's like you didn't budget for it, even though we have plenty of money in the capital account, but it wasn't actually shown in the budget line.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that we did get something for it.
Any other discussion or questions? Dana?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments on items not on the agenda?
Yeah, I had somebody call, or a couple of individuals call, asking about the possibility of putting crosswalks up across Pike on the where the two railroad tracks are. And I'm assuming since that's a state highway, that's got to be something that the state would have to look into, especially on the Pike and Pratton.
Yeah.
Going across there.
As I understand, we have no...
We don't have any.
We don't do anything in there.
That's what I thought.
Get permission to close it off for farmer's market. But we have still have to go through the state.
Right.
I did get rumor that that is on the slate to be redone here. I guess it's actually coming up quick for that whole street to be redone and a light put in there and the crossing to be refinished. I guess it's been sitting there for about a decade and now they're finally moving on it. So
6 years.
In the next couple of years.
A little more than 6 years. Yeah. It's going to go, Peyton?
Yeah, they moved it up, so...
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
I think the biggest issue was when MRL,
yeah,
BNS, Burlington Northern took over and kind of messed everything up. That's a good deal.
Yeah, we were hoping to do it in conjunction with having the intersection torn.
We wanted to do it. We wanted to do it when we did the sewer thing, but they said, "Oh no, we don't want to get involved in it."
Any other comments not on the agenda?
The tennis courts and basketball court look good.
Yeah, they do look good, yeah.
When I saw those today.
I haven't seen any pickleballers out yet.
Not yet.
We did have someone come into City Hall and ask if we had the net and the paddles and everything. And I said, no. Sorry, we're not starting a rental program.
Any spare time?
Last meeting I mentioned that the City County Planning Board was down three city positions. I was incorrect. They're down two city positions. There was a Todd Mensler has one of the city positions, and he wasn't on the list, but we did get him. And
so the one that Rick
mentioned that Terry Neistel would be.
So we need one more?
Need one more city appointee. And that should fill us up a little bit. So if you know somebody that's interested inside the city limits.
Okay. Send them your way.
Yep.
Sure, easily.
Yep, give us the name. Any other comments? Not on the agenda.
You'll notify Terry then?
I'll probably call Heidi first and see how we do it and whether, you know, what the end of his term would be, so I can give him a little bit of notice. And then imagine we'd have
There's an appoint, he'll have a form to fill out, kind of like you did, Dennis.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then we'll appoint him at a meeting.
Are you on it too?
No, I was.
Oh, yeah.
For he's on a
30-year appointment when I became a council person.
Yeah.
Councilman can't be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're on the planning, or not planning, but Board of Adjustment. Yeah.
For a little while. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick. Second. Second by Dennis. All in favor say aye.
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 Adjourn.